knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films,
we do.
Then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He is Dean Richards. You can't dispute that. I mean, good luck trying. Hi, Dean.
If they're singing it, that must be true.
It must be true if people are singing
it. It's as good as an Empire Carpet commercial, as far as I'm concerned. It's as good as
588-2300.
Dean, they could turn the Empire Carpet commercial into a full-length feature film, couldn't they?
Are you kidding me?
Why don't they?
Are you kidding me? A side story for each and every one of the couples who have been befuddled on what to do about floor covering?
Yep.
That only solved by the Empire Carpet Man who comes into their life.
That'd be a great movie.
They made a movie called Ted and Ted 2. Why couldn't they do it with the Empire Carpet guy?
That's right. Yeah. They could easily do that. Evil villain having something to do with Abyssal Rug Shampoo.
Oh, would that be a great movie?
Would Bob Roarman make an appearance?
Of course.
Because there's already a little cartoon of him, too.
Yeah,
that's right.
He should be in there.
That's right.
I like it.
He would be digital, like Jungle Book.
Right. It'd be all blue screen and green screen.
Have you guys seen Jungle Book, by the way? We didn't get a chance
Bill,
to talk
you?
Last week because I was out of town.
One of my daughters saw it last night and loved it. Didn't like the acting of the kid who played Mowgli, but I know, Dean, that you gave it very favorable reviews.
A plus. I loved it.
My whole family saw it. They went without me. Oh. I was not home from work yet. And my husband had said something that it's really awesome, but he could see where it would be really intense for a younger viewer.
Is that true? Yeah,
I haven't. I thought that also. I mean, the violence level is about the same as any
Walking
other
Dead
animated.
Wow,
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, no, that's violent.
It's about the same as Lion King or a Disney movie. But the difference is,
yes,
because this is all computer generated. It's so realistic. It does seem a little intense. That said, I haven't heard from anybody this week who said they went and saw it and it was too much for them.
Really?
When I talked with director Jon Favreau, I brought that point up with him, and he said it's really sort of in the Disney tradition of the classic movies where they don't really hold anything back. You know, there's plenty of violence. But I think the difference is there's a big difference between the kind of violence that you see on animated movies and something that looks so real.
I'm anxious to see it, Dean. The original Jungle Book was the second movie I ever saw in a theater when I was a kid. It always holds a very special place in my heart, so I'm anxious to see this new revamped version.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
My jaw is still, I've been dragging my jaw on the ground for like 3 weeks.
It's that good. All right, you talked me into it. Dean, news came out today, and I wanted to run this past you because this is disturbing to me. They put out the rosters for two major film companies, 20th Century Fox and Paramount, and these are the films that they will have out through 2018. Now, for 20th Century Fox, that's 22 films. For Paramount, it's 25 films over the next 2+ years. Guess what? Not a single one of those films will be directed by a woman. How is that possible?
It's amazing that there is such an absence of so few women directors getting big opportunities.
Have they pitched something, though? Do we know that?
It doesn't even come down to pitches. It's whoever's producing the movie hires a director, and they're just not hiring women to direct these movies.
They're just not hiring women directors. That's the bottom line of that. I don't know. I honestly don't know what the problem is. There are plenty of really great qualified directors who happen to be women. Why they're not getting the jobs, I don't know.
It's really very confusing.
Yeah.
And then we also got some sad news about now this is a guy whose name you may not be familiar with. His name is Guy Hamilton. He died 93 years old. But Guy Hamilton is considered to be of the guys who have directed James Bond movies. He's one of the innovators. He gave the James Bond movie the style. He did Goldfinger and Diamonds Are Forever, Man with the Golden Gun, Live and Let Die.
Maybe the best
yeah.
James Bond movies. For my money, these are the first James Bond movies that I saw.
Yeah.
So these are the ones that are special places in my heart. But there is a style that every other James Bond movie that followed, and really James Bond wannabe movies that followed, took these as the template for those. Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever, Man with the Golden Gun, Live and Let Die. Also directed movies like Force 10 from Navarone mm-hmm. and Evil Under the Sun, The Battle of Britain. I mean, he was a very, very accomplished director. Worked in French cinema in the 1930s. Don't I sound like I'm not reading this?
No, you know this off the top of your head.
This is right off the top of my head.
I swear I did not know you were reading
it. I knew about the James Bond movies. I did not know about his, you know, the rest of his filmography, which was really, really quite amazing and really quite influential on other directors through the years. So it's, you know, he hasn't been active in films in a long time, but...
And 93. He's
93.
Lived a life,
good,
you know?
Good long life.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
You can see in recent movies, like the ones that Sam Mendes has directed, that the style and the way the films are cut and edited and put together owe so much to those early days, the Guy Hamilton movies that he directed back in the 70s, 60s and 70s.
I think they completely set the template for all the James Bond movies that came later on, with their style, with their sense of humor, with the way that they used music, with the way that most everything was used in those films. So,
you know,
people ask all the time, you know, they don't completely understand what the role of a director is. It's his vision of... you know, what to put on this blank canvas, and what Guy Hamilton put on his blank canvases are things that people copied, are still copying today. So I think it's, you know, a fantastic tribute. Can I give you just one more piece? You know,
please.
I know you love your sad news.
And, yeah, you have some more sad news?
I think we do have some other
sad
news. Well, we're not sure exactly, but this could wind up being a really especially disturbing story. The Carver County Sheriff's Office in Minneapolis is investigating a death that took place at Paisley Park, which is the recording studio for Prince. They're, you know, they've been asked, is this Prince? They're not responding. They've been asked, is it not Prince? They're not responding.
And he just had that emergency flight landing
a week ago.
Exactly correct.
Oh no.
Exactly correct. So we don't. You know, I'm not saying that it's Prince, but they have confirmed, and authorities have confirmed, that there was a dead body that was inside of Paisley Park, the recording studio. Crime lab, a medical examiner, is on the scene right now. Prince was hospitalized last Friday. This is what you're referring to.
Yeah.
They said that it was a bout of flu, had to cancel a couple of shows, had an emergency landing of a plane in Moline, Illinois. But that was really the last that we heard about.
But do you emergency land a plane because you have a bad flu?
Yeah, I don't. It's
that seemed suspect to me.
Seemed odd to me as well. So this is something we'll keep an eye on for the rest of the day. But this is something that's going on right now. So
we still, obviously, as Dean pointed out, we don't know exactly what's behind this. But he was, did you just give his age? He's somewhere in his late 50s, correct?
I'd have to look it up, but that would be my guess.
Yeah. But seemingly, up until recently with this this plane landing, seemingly in really good health. He looked fantastic. He looked much younger.
When did you see him last, before this?
A couple days ago.
A few days ago.
Yeah, he did.
I saw him at the United Center.
Was he at the United Center
3 years ago? I think two, 3 years ago, and he didn't sing as much as I wanted him to. He had let his background singers sing a lot, and he was super late for the show. That's kind of signature, but he looked great. He had plenty of energy.
Jamming on the guitar. He is so innovative, man. He really paved the way for some really funky, rocking, great music.
Yeah. Well, one of his proteges, Apollonia, just died a few short months ago, and she wasn't old either. She was in her mid-50s, I think, or early 50s.
Prince is 57, by the way. 57 years old.
Wow. All right. Well, we will certainly keep you up to date on that. We're hoping that it's much better news than that, but we'll find out.
Someone's dead.
Someone seems to be gone. Yeah.
Glad I could really bring everybody up today.
Well, thank you, Dean.
Yeah. Jeez.
So kind of you. All right.
I got to put on my purple wrap and hope for the best.
We will find out what movies are opening this weekend. Dean will give us his opinion on those next. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
We should have come back with the Prince song controversy, because I believe you killed Apollonia. She is still alive. Vanity is who died.
Vanity is no longer with us. Apollonia is still alive.
But if I was Apollonia, I would be worried right now, because you are the kiss of death.
Lisa is still doing fine, by the way. She's fine.
What about the rest of the cult jam?
They're not doing as well as I had hoped, Wendy. It's sad.
Hey, Wendy. What, Lisa?
They're fine.
Which Lisa are you talking to?
The second Lisa, right? She was the best. I thought
she always talks to you.
Right. Why is there so much favoritism between the Lisas?
If you just tuned in, of course, we have to mention, Dean mentioned there's some goings on at Paisley Park. I just want to say, because we're talking about this.
Investigation of somebody's a death that took place at the recording studio of Prince. Nothing has been released as to who it is. There's a lot of speculation since Prince had some health problems last week that there might be something to that. But as soon as we get some absolute confirmation on that, we'll definitely let you know.
He was hospitalized in Moline, wasn't he?
Right,
Dean?
That's where his plane emergency landed.
Yeah,
there's somebody working at the hospital going, okay, this is weird. Prince has just arrived.
Yeah.
How weird would that be in Moline? You'd never expect that. Prince Rogers Nelson, by the way.
His original name.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right.
I still call him that undescribable symbol. Remember when
he didn't have a
name at all?
Yeah.
Just that sort of circle with the arrow.
When he was whatever. The artist formerly known as Prince.
Right. Exactly.
Yep. All right, Dean, a couple of movies coming out this week. Now, number one of them, and I hope this is good. Tom Hanks' movie, Hologram for a King. I love Tom Hanks. Please tell me this is good.
I love Tom Hanks, too. I'm going to see that actually this afternoon. So I
don't know yet.
I don't even know anything about that movie right now. And I'm not even exactly sure what the premise is.
Did I see a preview for it? Is he sitting in a car with someone? Is that the movie?
Yeah, in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. I love Tom Hanks. I'm with you.
Yeah, and you've interviewed him before, right, Dean?
Many times.
Wouldn't you say, of all the people you've interviewed, he would be way, way, way up there on the list of nicest guys?
He's about number one.
Hey, guys, can I interrupt you for just a second?
Yeah, sure.
We're talking about Prince.
Yeah.
And this is only by going by TMZ, but they just tweeted out that Prince has died at the age of 57. Now, I mean, it says, and I'm going by TMZ, it says Prince's body was discovered at his Paisley Park compound in Minnesota this morning. You know, and then they went on to talk about his emergency landing. So
it has more to do with the flu, it seems.
Yeah, like I said, you know, we're just getting this right now from TMZ, but they are reporting that Prince has died at the age of 57.
That's shocking. It really is. Even in a year that's been filled with shocking deaths in the world of music.
What is going on?
Dean, you said it the other day that a week hasn't gone by that you haven't written an obituary for somebody.
Literally. That is literally absolutely true. That this has been the most unprecedented year for celebrity deaths. And, you know, some of you may say, oh, it's just TMZ.
Yeah.
TMZ has been unbelievably accurate.
Michael Jackson, didn't they break it with that?
They broke the story of Michael Jackson's death. They sure did.
Yeah.
But you know, they are reporting, it is confirmed that we are getting it from other sources.
Oh, that makes
me sick.
What
other source? Yeah, we do have TMZ. Saying that the Prince's body was discovered at Paisley Park early this morning. Prince Rogers Nelson had made an emergency medical landing April 15th in Moline, Illinois. He did appear at a concert the next day to assure his fans that he was okay.
Yeah.
And told TMZ that he was simply battling the flu, but he had canceled two shows because of health concerns. So according to TMZ, we have lost a 7-time Grammy winner,
yep,
100 million records sold during his career, an Academy Award winner for Purple Rain in 1985, performed at the Super Bowl in 2007. It's just another layer in this bizarre year of celebrity and mostly musical performers who have died this year.
Is 57 the new 27? It's like all these people are dying so much younger in the music business than they're supposed to be.
Yeah. He appeared, I don't know if either of you got to see this, if any of you got to see this, but there was an episode of The New Girl last year where Prince played himself and really made fun of his image. And, you know, he had a good sense of humor about himself, but you really get to see it at a party at his house in this episode. And Fred Armisen always did a great impression of him
on
Saturday Night Live, a very shy version of Prince. So tragic news as we find out that Prince has passed away at 57.
Yeah, and his last performance, the performance to which I was referring at the United Center, was in 2014. And, you know, it's when you see legendary performers like that, you know, it's awesome no matter what they do. I remember, you know, seeing Frank Sinatra a year or so before he passed away, and he was forgetting the words.
Yeah.
And he was clearly was not on his game. But it was still amazing to see Frank Sinatra. Prince was nowhere like that. I mean, Prince was very much on his game. He just was sharing the stage with backup singers, with other performers, and letting them do a lot of the singing. He did about half of the singing in the show, but, you know, was performing like crazy, was tearing up the guitar, you know, like crazy, an amazingly talented musician that he was. But that was in 2014, appearance. It was September of 2014, and did an amazing show. He appeared at some smaller clubs later. I don't remember which ones now, but you know, did some small appearances as he normally did when he came to venues, you know, and did a couple of songs here and there. But that was, I believe that was his last performance in Chicago. I'm pretty sure.
What is so shocking to me is it's just so random. I know his plane just landed in Moline last weekend. It was last weekend,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I heard he had the flu. I didn't expect to hear he was dead a few days later.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's, you know, if this TMZ story winds up being true, and as I say, they've been remarkably reliable with their stories regarding these kinds of things. You know, the next big question is what really happened? I mean, was it the flu? Was it something more serious? We've never heard any stories whatsoever about anything untoward regarding Prince's behavior,
right.
Something that may have, you know, led to a premature death.
Right.
Was it the flu? Was it something else? Those are the questions that I think everyone's going to be asking.
Dean, we don't have a lot of time. I'm just very curious. He came out of the box from a movie standpoint with Purple Rain, which was a huge hit, and then made a follow-up Under the Cherry Moon that was not as big of a hit, but really didn't do much more on screen. I know he did a bit part here and there, but rarely turned back to movies. Why do you think? Because he came out so strong.
I don't think he really needed to, especially, you know, film-wise anyway.
Yeah.
He was incredibly popular on the concert circuit. He was incredible. All of his albums were huge, enormous bestsellers. It's not a genre that in which everybody is especially comfortable, really.
I'm getting some word at a website that I don't know how we can confirm, but MediaMass.com, I don't know what it is, saying that this April 21st, 2016 report of Prince's death is an internet hoax. I sure hope that it is a hoax, but I can't imagine it is.
It would be great if that were the case. The reports that we had earlier when I first came on with you were from pretty reliable sources that a death was being investigated at Paisley Park. So,
I don't believe anything anymore.
Truly, truly, you never know, you know, these kinds of things. But, if this had just come out of nowhere that Prince had died, but for about an hour, we were following these reports out of pretty credible sources out of Minneapolis that, there had been a death at Paisley Park, and police were investigating all of that. So I think had we not seen any of that, you know, we might feel differently.
Yeah. Seems pretty credible.
Yeah, we have a report that Prince was epileptic. You know, that may have played a part of, you know, all of this. Honestly, it's just too early to tell. I don't even want to be one of these guys speculating about things
of
that
course.
We're not 100% sure.
But who knows? This MediaMass.net could be just, that's a hoaxer of a hoaxer. You know what I mean? I don't know what to believe. So we'll get confirmation.
Dean, I know it was a somber visit with you today, but...
Movie-wise this weekend, you know, nothing remarkable. I'm going to see that Tom Hanks movie a little bit later on. There's this Kevin Spacey, Michael Shannon film, Elvis and Nixon, that I'm going to see later today also, that sounds interesting.
It looks good, but didn't they already do that?
Honestly, a fairly unremarkable weekend.
All right.